Hello and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Joining me, as always, is Billboard.com senior editor, Katie Atkinson!
Wow, what an intro.
What an intro. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good. Did you have a lovely weekend?
Absolutely. A little baby shower action.
Baby shower action. Was there music involved at this baby shower?
No, there was no music whatsoever. No.
Usually there's like baby shower games, right?
There were some games. They had that creepy one where there's a little baby inside an ice cube. Have you ever seen that before?
And if someone gets the ice cube, then they win a prize?
When it melts and the baby, whoever gets the baby out first from the ice cube, whoever's water breaks first.
Oh.
Oh my God, baby showers.
Wow, baby shower jokes.
So that was my weekend.
Well, you can always count on a lively discussion every week on the Billboard Pop Shop podcast involving, you know, baby showers.
always.
And all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. You know, babies, you know, pop out of people.
That's true. That's a different kind of pop.
Really? Yeah, never mind. you can always count on a lively discussion, as I said. And, you know, you can always hear fun chart stats and news and Katie and I yammering back and forth about what we've done over the weekend.
Yes.
And we often have guest interviews on the show. So this week is no exception. We have an interview with TLC's Chili. Yes, indeed. She talked to Katie a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I got to even do a dance workout with her.
No pressure. You're having to like dance with Chili.
Yeah, no pressure. I totally kept up. Totally kept up with Chili.
I wasn't there, but I've seen pictures. In fact, there's a picture on Billboard.com where you're in the background, right?
A tiny little floating hat in the background among professional dancers and then me.
Yeah, this is great. Well, stay tuned for our interview with Chili later on in the show. Because this week, not only do we have an interview with Chili, but because of our interview with Chili, we figured what better way to celebrate our interview than by doing a special themed episode celebrating the greatest girl groups of all time.
Yeah, special girl group podcast.
Oh, yeah. We'll be counting down the top 10 biggest girl groups, the biggest girl group songs ever on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Discussing some of our personal favorite girl groups, and we'll be playing a special Quiz Katie edition of our famed game. Category is girl groups. I say famed only because I played it once with RuPaul.
I have a feeling RuPaul's going to do better than I will, but we'll see.
We'll see. plus, we'll be reviewing the action at the top of the Billboard 200 albums chart and the Billboard Hot 100 songs chart, where Rihanna rules both lists. And we'll also be talking about how Ariana Grande makes a smashing debut straight into the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 with her new single, Dangerous Woman, that famous waltzing song
that
yes. we talked about mm-hmm. last week.
Yep.
Before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on iTunes so you won't miss a single episode and give us a rating or review while you're at it. If you have any questions for us, feel free to tweet us at Keith_Caulfield or KT Atkinson. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit iTunes.com/Billboard Podcasts. So let's just get right to it. On the Billboard 200 album chart this week, Rihanna's Anti returns to number one. I still feel like I'm not sure if it's Anti or Anti.
I think it's Anti, but I.
Because I think she's trying to say it's like the anti album.
Right.
No, it's not. It's like unconventional.
But if you just say the word anti by itself, like.
It sounds better than anti.
Yeah.
Like you feel like there should be something after the word anti.
Otherwise, like up the ante. That's like what I hear when
like
I hear
anti. Anti-chamber.
Yeah.
Anyway. It earned 54,000 equivalent album units in the week ending March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. According to Nielsen Music, it's the second week at number one for Anti. It's not the second consecutive week. The album debuted and then moved to number one. And then since then, it moved out of number one.
And now it's back.
losing my voice. Of Anti's total units this week, 17,000 of them were in pure album sales. The rest of the 54,000, like 69% of those points, were comprised of track equivalent album units and streaming equivalent album units, thanks to the popularity of the album's tracks like Work, which is number one again on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Because remember, the Billboard 200 chart now is a popularity chart based on how an album is consumed. It's not a straight sales chart like it used to be before December of 2014, and that's when we transitioned the chart to become a popularity chart based on how people consume music each week with streams and tracks and everything else. That said, Because Work is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and because Anti is number one on the Billboard 200 chart, Rihanna is at number one on both charts with the most popular album in the country and the most popular song in the country for the second time. She previously did it with her Unapologetic album and Diamonds.
Okay.
Diamonds was number one.
Okay.
And Unapologetic was only number one for 1 week. So this is the second time Rihanna has been queen of all music.
This does not surprise me.
I'm sure Rihanna fans are like very excited. Oh, by the way, this is not in our script. Did you see the social videos of Rihanna at her Cincinnati show with
yes.
the guy in the front row?
Thanks to you, I did. Yes.
Oh my! I just stumbled across those like last night on Instagram.
They're awesome. Her reaction to his voice was hilarious.
She's so Rihanna in the video. Go to billboard.com, try to find it, or just Google Rihanna Cincinnati fan singing. She's singing 4 or 5 seconds, and she holds out the and she's like she's holding out the mic to a guy in the front row, and she's like, "You ready?" And she hands it to, or she holds it out.
Here's your moment.
And he busts out a vocal,
beautiful voice,
and the look on her face is just like, "What the? Where'd that?"
She was not expecting that.
She was not expecting that. And I guess we reported that she started following him on Twitter now. I guess.
Well, I saw he tweeted too, saying that he's been riding with Rihanna since the beginning. And he was awesome. Like, it was such a cute moment. It was so good.
Watch him turn up now on the next album.
It's gonna be like that pie guy and Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
And like he's gonna go to like Thanksgiving with Rihanna next year.
I'm looking forward to the new vocal group with the pie guy from Patti LaBelle and this dude at the Rihanna concert.
Dude, I think they would slay, actually.
Man.
That's a good duo.
It's just diva fans unite.
Yes,
basically.
Yes.
So back to the Billboard 200 chart. We're not quite finished with that. Here's something interesting about album sales this week. So Rihanna's Anti is the most popular album of the week. However, it's only the number 10 best selling album. As we said, our Billboard 200 is based on popularity of the album in itself, all of the tracks and the album combined. We now have a chart that's just called Top Album Sales.
I have two follow-up questions that you may or may not be able to answer.
Well, they may already be on here, but okay.
Okay, question one is number 10 the lowest something has been on top album sales with being number one on the Billboard 200?
I don't have that.
What
I can say is that it was a soft week.
Yeah.
For album releases.
Yeah.
Like nothing came out.
Quiet, basically. Yeah.
Super quiet. So that was a great opportunity for Rihanna to hit number one with a really low traditional sales figure, but with a really large track and streaming number.
Okay.
Because its tracks are so popular.
Yeah.
So it made up the difference that it didn't have in album sales with, you know, robust track and streams.
Yeah.
The number one selling album this week is actually Joey and Rory's Hymns.
Right.
It sold 44,000 copies, which is like more than twice as much as what Rihanna sold. So if we're just looking at traditional straight album sales, Joey and Rory had the bigger selling album. In terms of total popularity, Rihanna's album is still more popular by this particular metric, by how we formulate the chart. The 44,000 for Joey and Rory's album is actually the third smallest weekly sales figure for the number one album, like the top selling album. And previously, only two albums have sold less at number one on the top album sales chart. Amos Lee's Mission Bell did 40,000 back in 2011. And then the Descendants TV soundtrack from Disney did 30,000 just last year. So it's a low sales figure. It was just sort of a soft week.
Yep.
Period.
That's what happens.
What's also interesting about the Joey and Rory thing at number one, it's only the... my phone buzzed if you heard that. I'm so sorry about that. With Joey and Rory at number one on the sales chart, it's only the sixth Christian or gospel album to be the best-selling album of the week.
Oh, wow.
Previously,
Lecrae,
you knew that already.
I knew that one.
Cause you probably like edited that story.
Yes.
Lecrae, and these are on the sheet in front of us. So,
oh yeah. I didn't even see that. I really did know.
Oh,
Lecrae.
You actually just knew Lecrae.
Yes.
Are you a big fan of Lecrae?
No, I just remember when he was number one.
Yeah. Lecrae, Chris Tomlin with Burning Lights, and Lecrae's album was Anomaly. Chris Tomlin's Burning Lights in 2013, Toby Mac's Eye on It in 2012, Leanne Rimes' You Light Up My Life, Inspirational Songs back in 1997. At the height of Leanne Rimes' mania, she put out an album that was kind of half inspirational, half kind of Christian-y. So it was like covers and standards and some inspirational songs. And there was enough content there to make it considered Christian. Mm-hmm. So we put it on our Christian albums chart, and that's why we have it on this list. And then before that, Bob Carlyle's Butterfly Kisses.
Butterfly Kisses. Yeah.
But that was,
I didn't know that was a Christian album, actually.
Yeah, was that a fluke?
That was a
fluke hit single, fluke hit album. He was on Oprah Winfrey, I remember that.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's your big news on the Billboard 200 this week. Back on the Billboard Hot 100, Ariana Grande's Dangerous Woman jumps in at number 10. It's her seventh top 10 single. And Dangerous also bows at number 2 on digital songs with 118,000 downloads sold. And also number 15 on the streaming songs chart with 9 million domestic streams for the week. Katie, how many songs with the word dangerous in their title reached the top 10?
Man, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'm trying to even think of like a song with dangerous in it, and I'm struggling currently.
One of my favorite, a pop group that I really enjoy that mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just like forget about. Had a big number 2 hit with Dangerous. The song is called Dangerous. And it was Roxette.
Oh, I love Roxette.
Yeah, oh man, they're great. The Look.
So many good
Listen
songs.
Listen to Your Heart, Dress for Sex. Dangerous, their song Dangerous hit number 2.
So how many are there?
4 in total.
4, okay.
Just 4, including Dangerous Woman.
Okay.
So Cardinal Official.
Oh, yeah, I remember his moment.
Yep, Dangerous. And then Busta Rhymes had a song called Dangerous.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't have come up with any of those.
Yeah.
So.
The only one that I immediately thought Roxette. Of was Roxette.
Yeah. I started going with Danger. I was like, Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins? But
yes,
no,
not
that
Danger.
That opens a whole different can of worms.
I was looking for specifically for Dangerous. Now we're going to talk about a thing that I love. Girl groups. A thing that I love.
Is it girl group time?
It's girl group time.
Girl group o'clock?
Girl group o'clock. as we talked earlier, or as we mentioned earlier, since our guest is TLC's Chili, and TLC is one of the biggest girl groups of all time,
yes,
we thought it was only appropriate to celebrate girl groups on this week's show.
Absolutely.
So I thought it would just be fun to sort of have a casual chat about some of our favorite girl groups, girl group moments. This is completely unscripted.
Let's just chat. Let's have a...
I will start and say one of my favorites is Girls Aloud.
This does not surprise me.
I've talked about them so much on the show before, and I came on board the Girls Aloud train really late, like so late. I think they had already kind of went on hiatus.
Oh, when you discovered them?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that they existed, but
they don't get played on American radio,
no.
Or they didn't.
They were never promoted in America.
Yeah.
So,
and I knew of Cheryl just as a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, not as her actual music.
Right. Cheryl Cole.
Yes.
Well, she has a different last name.
So many names.
Cheryl.
Just Cheryl.
Just call her Cheryl. She's like Cher, except with an Earl.
What is their origin story? Did they come from a reality show, or did they?
They did, yeah.
Oh, they did, okay.
They came from a show, I believe it was called Pop Stars The Rivals.
Okay.
Where the show created a girl group and a boy band. And so there was a cavalcade of girls and a cavalcade of boys.
And then they faced off?
Yes.
Oh, it's incredible.
And at the end of it, the goal was each of them were going to, I believe this is the gist of it. Feel free to tweet me if I'm wrong. I think the gist of it, they formed a girl group and a boy band during the show. And then each of the groups recorded a single. And each of those singles were released at the same time, simultaneously. And whichever song did better on the charts.
Love this.
Would be like the winner.
Can we do this here? Can America do this? I love this.
And so Girls Aloud put out Sound of the Underground,
okay,
which was their debut single. It debuted, I believe it was number 1 on the official UK singles chart, sold a boatload. And then they went on to have an incredible career, which really was probably completely unexpected,
right,
for a reality show born act.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're like a Kelly Clarkson or a Carrie Underwood.
Or, well, if you
UK.
Really want to make a comparison, it would be like more like O-Town, which they had their one song,
yeah,
and then they kind of faded out. And that's what you kind of would expect to happen.
Did you see they had a number 1 song?
I said they had their one song.
I was going to say, I'm like, they did like, not have a number one.
Let me correct you there.
I'm like,
you're like, Liquid Dreams was not
They were not number one. Liquid Dreams.
No, I was, what was their really famous one, though? No, I'm not even remember. Don't worry about it.
All or Nothing? That was a big ballad for them.
All or Nothing, that's what it's called?
I think it was
called. Or Nothing at All. Because I want it all. That's it. That's them, right?
I know that I wrote a story about Ashley Parker Angel's butt recently. He was in O-Town.
So they still are having a moment then.
You know, the other four members of O-Town who are not named Ashley Parker Angel are in a new TV movie starring a bunch of other boy banders where they're like battling zombies.
It's a sci-fi movie, yeah. Nick Carter's in it.
And so is, I think, AJ and Howie from Backstreet Boys.
Sure. Joey Fatone, definitely floating in there. Yep.
Yeah, there's, it's, if you ever
now want, we've gone into boy bands.
Forget them. Back to the girl groups. So that's probably one of my favorites. What is one of yours?
My first choice is Eden's Crush. No.
What?
I'm just joking.
Wasn't Nicole Scherzinger in Eden's Crush?
We were just having a conversation about pop stars, the U.S. Crush. Version. Okay, but for real, I was obsessed with En Vogue when I was a kid, like so obsessed that first of all, Never Gonna Get It is just an incredible, perfect pop song, and then that whole album was so good,
the Funky Divas.
Funky Divas.
Yes.
Yeah. So I that is my first choice.
Giving
for
him
sure.
Something he can feel, free your mind. Yes.
Definitely the first girl group love that I had. I owned that album, loved it.
One of my favorite En Vogue songs is a song that was not on that album. It was a song from Set It Off, Don't Let Go Love.
Oh, yes.
What's it gonna
be? Oh, my God. That is such a good song.
And it was the, I believe it was the last song that the original four members of En Vogue did together.
Really?
Because then one of the members left, and the next album was just a trio.
Okay.
Such a great song.
And the vocals, their vocals were just insane.
You have to find out on YouTube when they reunited on, I think it was the BET Awards, like, maybe like 5 years ago, when Alicia Keys performed, and Alicia Keys did a tribute to girl groups, and it was all a surprise, and out came En Vogue.
Oh my goodness.
Who sang with Alicia. Then out came SWV.
Oh.
Who sang with Alicia. And then out came the living members of TLC.
Incredible.
Chi Boz and Tilly. T-Boz and Chili came out and sang, and then at the end, everyone came back out on stage.
Yeah.
Girl group heaven, I tell you.
Yes, indeed.
One of my favorites is the Sugar Babes, which is also a UK girl group. Interesting thing about the Sugar Babes, and I actually interviewed the original members of the Sugar Babes probably, I guess it's like almost 2 years ago now for Billboard.com, back when they kind of reformed and called themselves MKS,
okay,
which was an acronym for their initials of their first names.
Okay.
So anyway, the Sugar Babes, it's a really interesting story where they started off with three women, Siobhan, Mutya, and Keisha. And then by the end of the Sugar Babes, all three original members had already had left the group.
Oh, wow.
And they had been replaced over time by three new members.
How does that happen? A wholesale replacement?
It was some
menudo.
It was a very
situation.
Gradual thing. After the first album, Siobhan left. And she was replaced with Heidi.
Okay.
And so then for a good long while, it was Heidi, Keisha, and Mutya.
Okay.
For like three albums. And then Mutya left and was replaced with Amel.
Okay.
So then there was, I think, an album or two with, you know, Keisha, who was the last remaining member, and then Amel and Heidi.
Okay.
And then Keisha left. And everyone was like, wait, hold up now.
Yeah.
And she was replaced with like some, like, reality show girl, Jade, and it was just, and everyone was just like, sorry,
like,
done.
You cannot even use that name anymore.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. So, but I've always had it, and they made such really good sort of state-of-the-art pop music, so that's one of my favorites.
Destiny's Child.
Yes. Duh.
Obviously.
The Children of Destiny is
the Children of Destiny. I mean, speaking of lots of replacements of members,
yes.
Quick,
can you name all the members of Destiny's Child?
No, I mean, I can name a good lot of them. The current-ish lineup is Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle, but then Michelle replaced two members, LaToya and Latavia.
Right.
And I think that there might have been somebody else involved.
Farrah.
There we go. Farrah's the other one.
I'm not exactly sure where Farrah fell into the mix, if she was in the original group and then departed.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And was replaced by, I'm not sure.
All I know is that in the I think in the Say My Name video, there are four members.
Yes, and that was the first video with Michelle in it.
So I think
like,
Latavia...
she was recruited like the day before or something crazy, I think.
Was it Latavia or Latoya? Latoya's the one that had a decent solo career, Latoya Luckett.
Latoya debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart.
Yeah.
I think her first or second solo
album. So I think Latoya's the one that left. Michelle came in, and then Latavia got let go after that. Mm. I think that's how it went down. But anyway.
But anyway.
Their music is just insane. I mean, that was like the music of my high school, like... They were so good. I went and saw Destiny's Child in concert.
She did.
In the year 2000.
I have never seen Destiny's Child in concert.
Oh, it was really great. They played at the college I went to, Michigan State. I was a senior in high school, and we went to Michigan State's campus and saw them in this really small venue. Like, it was kind of crazy, actually. They played at this, like, podunk venue. But,
wow.
Yeah, like, I was just completely obsessed. And Say My Name was, like, my favorite song.
Well, you saw, like, them in, like, you know, like a college, like... You know,
it wasn't like
basketball,
a, you know, it wasn't, arena. Well, no, it was actually smaller than that. It was an auditorium. It was like where they put on like the plays and stuff at school.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you'll forever be able to say that you saw Beyonce.
Yeah. I'll never see Beyonce. I probably won't ever
like
get that close
people.
To Beyonce again.
No.
You know,
I think that we can pretty definitively say, I have to say, I haven't interviewed. Have you interviewed any of the women of Destiny's Child?
No, I haven't.
I
not yet.
I think I've talked to Kelly and Michelle. I want to say I've talked to Kelly and Michelle. I know I've talked to Michelle. Kelly maybe on a red carpet somewhere. But I remember having a conversation with Michelle, and I just remember that she was just so nice.
Yeah.
And just so just real and funny and
mm-hmm.
lovely. I mean, granted, it was like a red carpet thing, but we were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And she was there, and she was coming at the tail end of the red carpet. And I had just talked to one of her producers like beforehand, and then she came up, and we talked for like a good long while, and it was just like we were like kicking it up, and hey, what's up, girl? Blah blah blah. And she was just like so nice. And then like after that, we started following each other on Twitter.
Oh,
so, like Michelle and I are like, you know, Twitter buddies.
So she probably listens to the podcast then.
Sure, Michelle, come on by.
Yeah,
come on by. Last one for me, and it turns out it just happens to be another British girl group. Spice Girls.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, I mean...
Because
the Spice Girls. It takes very little explanation. And also, they are really one of the few, if, like, only girl groups where every one of their members have gone on to have a successful recording career. All five of the ladies of the Spice Girls have charted, have released solo albums, have released solo singles. All of them have hit, they've all had top 10 singles on the official UK singles chart. All of them, except for Victoria Beckham, have had a number one single on the official UK singles chart.
And then we never heard from her again.
Yeah. Where'd she go? How's she doing? I saw, and I'll have to say, you talked about Destiny's Child, seeing them live. I saw the Spice Girls live when they reunited.
Where did you see them?
At Staples Center.
Oh, man.
Man, it was so good.
That's so fun.
So fun. I really, I want them to do something this year for their anniversary, because they're talking about doing something for their 20th anniversary.
It
but
does not seem
does not look good.
Super, yeah, I'm not super optimistic about that, but it'd be amazing if they did.
Okay, here's my hope, and then I'll shut up.
I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say?
Okay, go for it.
My hope... Because we know that Victoria Beckham isn't, she has, I don't think she's said whether she wants to do a reunion. I feel like she's probably moved on. She's like,
right.
I'm busy with fashion.
Yeah.
I'm a mogul now.
Yeah.
I've got fashion. I think they should do a new album.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be like two songs with Victoria on them.
Okay.
Like, have her do some limited recording.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the songs on the album can be perhaps Spice Girls on their own by themselves, or Spice Girls joined by other famous ladies of girl groups.
I didn't know what you were going to say, and I love this idea.
So, like, it could be, like, you know, like, the Spice Girls with, like, Mary Wilson of the Supremes.
Mm.
Could be the Spice Girls with, you know, perhaps... I don't know, one of the members of Bananarama.
I mean, I think we could go with the new school, too. They could have a little mix,
yeah,
maybe some Fifth Harmony.
Oh, yeah, bring in Fifth Harmony, mm-hmm. like bring in the entire group of Fifth Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
What if you had, like, the Spice Girls with All Saints?
Yeah.
What if, you know, there's so many, I think there's a way where it could be.
Ooh, I think that Mel just told a story about having
a
feud with one of the All Saints girls.
She got into a fight in the bathroom with one of the girls
yeah.
from All Saints, never
so
mind.
That might not happen.
But it could be a way to celebrate you know, the core of what girl groups are about to a lot of people, the togetherness, the bond of women.
Girl power.
Girl power. So how you could call the album Girl Power.
Mm-hmm.
You celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Spice Girls, but you also celebrate girl groups and women in music together.
The Pop Shop Podcast trademarks this amazing idea.
I want to cut. By the way, if any of the Spice Girls would like to come on the podcast, call me.
Please.
Tweet us. Do you have any more?
Yeah, I'll rattle some off.
Oh, wow, you have a
list. Salt and Peppa.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Shoop was my jam, still is.
Push it.
And then the Bangles.
Yes.
I was obsessed when I was a kid, too. Eternal Flame.
It's all about Susanna Hoffs' eyes.
Eternal Flame. That was my song. That was 100% my song. And then, I mean, I'm not pandering right now, TLC.
Yeah.
I owned Crazy Sexy Cool. I owned Fan Mail. They had just mega hits on them. Speaking of mega hits, maybe we should go to your best-selling girl group singles.
Yeah, we did a top 10, the top 10 biggest girl group songs of all time on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it is a officially ranked list. We actually did this list a year ago in March. And I have updated the list. I will actually be updating the list, the full top 40 for Billboard.com later this week. So stay tuned for that. So don't look for it right now, but later on the week. Yes. We'll tweet it. You'll find it. It'll be great. but this is based on, this is ranked on performance of songs on the chart, not just purely on where it peaked at, but the overall performance. So... that said, let me find the list as I shuffle through all of my papers.
Are we going 10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Okay.
And I don't think Katie knows these yet because she doesn't have
them. No, I don't. I don't have it in front of me.
So number 10 is... He's So Fine by the Chiffons.
Oh, see, we didn't go very throwback on our list at all.
No, like, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't say Martha and the Vandellas or something. Were all the Vandellas women? No, they were men. Number 9, Where My Girls At?
Oh my God.
702. Strangely, this did not hit number 1. It peaked at number 4, but it was on the chart for 42 weeks.
Wow.
So it was one of those songs that hung around for so long, and that's why it can be in the top 10.
My friends and I had a dance routine to that song.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And for my friend's birthday, which was last week, I sent her a little gif of 702, the video.
Oh, okay. I was like, a gif of you guys dancing?
Nope. I wish I knew that routine still.
Number 8 is No Scrubs by TLC.
Okay, that was a huge song.
Number 1 for 4 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1999. Number 7, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child.
Oh, wow.
It's like a song you wouldn't have thought.
No.
Yeah, it was number 1 in 1968. Number 6, Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Of course.
Number 1 for 1 week back in 1990. A group you may have heard of, TLC with Waterfalls is number 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 1 for 7 weeks.
That video, man.
A video that bankrupted everyone. Yeah. number 4, TLC again.
Okay.
With Creep this time. Number 1 for 4 weeks back in 1995. Number 3, a group that you've already name checked, the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yep.
Number 1 for 4 weeks back in 1986. Number 2, another group that you've seen live, Destiny's Child, Independent Women Part 1, was number 1 for 11 weeks.
This is like, if you had asked me to choose what Destiny's Child song was highest.
You would have said, Say My Name.
Say My Name, Survivor.
Yeah,
yeah, that's, but I loved that song. It's it was the tie-in with Charlie's Angels, right?
Yes.
Independent Women.
You will never get the number 1, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you give me the group, I won't?
Oh, if I gave you the group, you might, but you'll probably be, flabbergasted that the group is at number 1.
All right. Give it to me.
The Emotions, Best of My Love.
Wow, no.
Whoa, whoa.
Never, if we had stayed here all day trying to guess,
never.
Wouldn't have got there.
I was stunned.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a
fabulous song.
When I first made this list,
mm-hmm.
Like a year or two ago, I was blown away by that. It spent 5 weeks at number 1 back in 1977.
Okay.
One, when you think of girl groups, you don't think of the Emotions.
Right.
But they are indeed an all-female group.
Yeah.
And for this list, we included, groups like the Go-Go's. It's an all-female band. The Bangles are an all-female band.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't include groups like Heart, who are led by 2 women, but still usually have dudes in the band.
Yeah.
So that's, we had to walk a fine line of what's really a girl group and what isn't.
Yeah.
But the Emotions indeed were a girl group. And this song, you may immediately think, well, if it was only number one for 5 weeks and Destiny's Child were number one for 11 weeks, how is it that Best of My Love can actually be more popular? Well, the for this particular chart, for all of our Hot 100 countdowns that you see us do on Billboard.com, you know, when we celebrate someone's birthday and we say, here's their top 10 hits, mm-hmm. or when, you know, David Bowie died, we did, here's his top 20 hits. It's based on performance on the Hot 100 over time. So it's not just about where you peak, but it's also how you perform.
How long you're staying there, yeah.
And also, we weighted the chart in different eras to reflect turnover rate.
Okay.
So back in the 70s, it was pretty normal for a song to get on and off the chart in quick order.
Okay.
Like it would be done in like 20 weeks or less.
Okay.
Now, if you can actually be number one for multiple weeks and actually have a sizable run on the chart in an era where that was totally
right.
unusual.
Right.
Then you get rewarded
right.
thusly on this particular
It was more
recap.
Of an accomplishment.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how the Emotions can top our list of the biggest girl group songs of all time with Best of My Life.
Surprise.
Yeah. Now, and this is our sort of next to last segment of the girl group celebration, we're doing a Quiz Katie.
Ah.
And she does not have this on her list. She doesn't know what we're going to do. The category is girl groups, where I am going to give Katie, just like I did for RuPaul a few weeks ago, the first names of members of girl groups. And she is going to try to guess.
Yes, try to.
what girl groups
oh God.
They may be.
Okay.
Now let me find my sheet here. And none of these are repeats from the RuPaul interview.
Okay.
So we're going to start with an easy one.
Okay, good.
Cheryl, hold, bite your tongue. Sandra and Deidre.
This is the easy one?
Uh-huh. Well, sort of easy.
I mean, so it's not Girls Aloud?
It's not Girls Aloud. Girls Aloud have five members.
Sandra and Deidre and Cheryl.
Now, see, what I will tell you is that no one really knows them by those names.
Oh.
Everyone knows them by their nicknames.
Really?
And their nicknames are part of the group's name.
Interesting.
I will suggest to you that,
I like that this is the easy one.
That they can also be considered seasonings to some people.
Seasonings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And it's one of my favorites. It's right here on my list.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Yep. So Cheryl, Salt, James, Sandra, Peppa, Denton.
Yeah, I only
Deidre,
know their nicknames.
Spinderella. Roper.
All right, awesome.
All right, this one you're going to get.
Okay.
Allie Brooke.
Okay, Fifth Harmony.
Yeah. Normani.
Yes.
Dinah, Lauren, and Camila.
Yes.
All right. This one, Anne, Jeanette, and Joya.
Anne, Jeanette, and Joya.
They had their biggest success in sort of the mid to late 80s.
Okay.
They had a number one hit on the Hot 100 with Seasons Change. Seasons Change.
I don't even know that song.
It is Exposé.
Oh, well, I was not getting there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
All right, this one, I think you'll get this one.
Okay.
Wendy, Carney, and Chyna.
That is Wilson Phillips.
Ding, 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 yay! This one, I think you will get. Vicky, Debbie, Michael, and Susanna.
Oh, Susanna, the Bengals.
That gave it away.
Susanna, there's a Michael?
There was a Michael, Michael Steele.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool name.
And I even checked, I'm like, do I pronounce it Michael?
Is it Mikhail?
Yeah, it's like, no, evidently it's Michael. Melanie, Nicole, Natalie, and Chasnay.
Oh, that is All Saints.
That's All Saints.
And I only know that because Mel B beat up Chasnay in a bathroom.
I think she like pulled her hair or something. I know. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
I'm sure they probably get along well now. And in fact, in that same interview, Melanie B actually said that the new All Saints single is really good.
Yes.
It is really good, by
yes.
the way.
Yes. I listened to it after that based on Mel B's
what you think?
Suggestion. It's really good.
I forget. I think it's called...
Ooh, I don't remember what it's called.
Never mind.
Sorry.
It's really good. Okay, here's a good one. Gina, Charlotte, Jane, Kathy, and Belinda.
Oh, that would be the Go-Go's.
Yep. Sarah, Karen, and Siobhan.
Siobhan, huh?
Yeah, that already gives you that you're like, all right, it has to be British. You're like, Siobhan, huh? Still don't know.
Is it one of the girl groups you mentioned today?
I mentioned their name briefly as a possible collaborator for the
Spice
Girls.
Oh, really? Oh,
they had a
really?
They had a number one hit in the 1980s with a cover of...
Oh, Bananarama.
Yeah. They hit number one with Venus.
Venus, yes.
And the last one... the last one's kind of easy.
Good. I'm already failing.
Rosanda.
Oh, yes.
Lisa.
This leads us right into...
And Tion.
Our interview. I got to meet the lovely Rosanda, a.k.a. Chili.
Of TLC.
Of TLC.
There you go. Tell us about hanging out with Chili.
Man, I got an email earlier this year, and it had the subject line, would you like to work out with Chili from TLC?
And you're like, oh,
yeah, I mean,
sure.
Of course. The answer is obviously yes. So I got to go to the Beachbody headquarters in Santa Monica in January. I did a half-hour-long dance workout led by Chili.
Oh, man, I wish I were there.
She was right up front doing the dance with us the entire time, and it included a new song that she wrote just for the workout. Oh. Workout's called Size, by the way, C-I-Z-E, like... The end, they call it the end of exercise.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, so we got to dance to her new song, Body. And then after the workout, we talked about why dancing is the perfect exercise. And, of course, we had to get in some TLC questions.
Well, yeah.
We talked about their upcoming Kickstarter-funded album, how they pranked New Kids on the Block during their tour last summer, and many more things. So here's our lovely interview with Chili. Hi, Chili, and welcome to Billboard's Pop Shop Podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And today we're at the Beachbody headquarters in Santa Monica, California. And can you tell us a little bit why we're here today and why you wanted to be a part of it?
Well, first of all, we're here today because of the launch of Size, the new exercise program called Size that I am a part of. Very happy to be a part of. I'm also a member of the Beachbody family, so, you know, I endorse everything that they put out. So anyway, but that's why we're here today.
And we just got out of a very strenuous dance workout, yes, you and me.
Wasn't it, did you have fun?
This is without a doubt the sweatiest interview
sweat
I have
on
ever
your
done.
Forehead, like.
Yes, it was definitely a workout.
Cool.
And we also got to hear your new song, Body, at the end of the workout.
Yes.
How did that song come together?
Well, first of all, Carl Deichler, the CEO, mm-hmm. you know, told me about this program and that Sean T would be involved. And Sean and I have been wanting to do something together for a long time. And he said, you know, would you do an original song for this? And so I just kind of thought about just, you know, working out and your body and how hard it is for people to work out and stay on that path. And those were the lyrics that, you know, so when I talked to the producer, Javon, and the other writer, Minka, I was just telling them exactly what I wanted to say and how I wanted it. I said, and the beat has to make people want to dance, you know? And so that's how it came to life.
And, you know, why do you think dance is such a good workout?
Because it's fun.
Right.
You know?
It doesn't feel like a workout.
It doesn't feel like a workout at all. So people will push themselves, especially when you have good music, mm-hmm. something that just, that's why, you know, when people are working out, you know, they're listening to their music, their favorite song, it kind of pushes them along the way. So, yeah.
And, you know, obviously dancing has been part of your career since starting with TLC. And you guys just did a whole tour over the summer.
Yes, the main event tour.
With New Kids and Nelly.
Yes.
What was the vibe like on that tour?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was, honestly, it was probably the most laid back tour we've ever had.
That's awesome.
You know, and although we did, you know, we pulled a prank on the boys, you know, one time. And so that was a lot of fun.
What was the prank?
Well, okay, so... Did you see the show at all? You
didn't get
a chance?
I didn't get to see it.
Okay, well, what happens on the screens, you know, the guys go into the little cubby holes or whatever and they're changing their clothes, but of course all the ladies can see them take their clothes off. So Tion and I decided to hide behind a black curtain. And there people were, you know, everybody was in on it and everything. And so right when Donnie and everybody got down to their underwear, we jumped. It was like, ha! And they were like, like scream like little girls. It was so funny. And everybody got a chance to see
that's incredible.
So, yeah.
And speaking of Tion, there's new music coming. You guys had the really successful Kickstarter project.
Yes.
So what can you tell me about the progress on that album?
Well, first of all, that's another reason why I'm out here too. You know, we're trying to finish up the album, be in the studio after today from day in, day out, getting this done. And I'll just say this, we're bringing back interludes.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've come up with some really fun, funny stuff.
Amazing.
Know, for people to enjoy. Yeah.
Is there a timetable yet? Or
we never like to say that.
Okay.
And we don't give out the name of the album because we do have the name.
Okay.
We finally have a name for it, so we're real happy about that.
Okay, final question, because we worked out today. What is your favorite workout song?
Right now, Body.
Right now, set aside body. That was very good self-promo for sure. Thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
I'm so glad you came.
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
So
thank you for the workout.
Absolutely.
All right, have a great one.
You too.
And whip it. Come on. And again, y'all. Come on. Woo! Two more times.
So I'd like to apologize to Chili for being like a really disgusting sweaty mess when we did this interview. When they told me I had to do the interview after the workout, I was like, are you serious?
Well,
that's not cool.
Probably because they wanted to have you ask questions about the actual workout.
Yes,
itself.
Coming from an educated place. And
right.
But actually, I think that she loved that I was sweaty because she's like, you got a good workout, right? I was like, yeah,
like,
I guess.
Yeah. Do you have any waterfalls?
And meanwhile, she's not sweating at all. And she did the entire dance with us the whole time.
I'm very sort of casually, every so often I engage with her on social networks. And she's always been like recently super fit, very healthful. Very focused, and this is not just for this Beachbody thing isn't completely out of the blue. She's kind of been on this like health and fitness train for a good long while.
Yeah.
It makes sense. If
you'd like to know a little more about size, you can visit dancewithchili.com.
Hey.
And then you can too dance with Chili.
Can you like, I'm waiting for the next one, like eat chili.
With chili.
Which, you know, like the new Dinty Moore offer. And
basically, publicists need to know that if you'd like me to do something, just like have me do something strange with
like
a very successful crew group member.
With Ariana Grande.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
She's legal now. She can drink.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Let's do that. Well, you know what time it is now.
Well, what time is it?
It's time for the chart stat of the week.
All right.
Well, I thought it was only fitting that we do a kind of girl groupie themed chart stat of the week.
Of course.
Can you name the American group with the most number ones ever on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart?
I mean, you know my default is to just always say the Beatles, but we're talking about girl groups, right?
Right. And it's kind of obvious. I mean, isn't it obvious?
Is it? Well, probably because it's written right in front of me, right?
Okay, go ahead and say who it is.
I believe it's Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yeah, just the Supremes.
The Supremes.
We count all of the number ones for the Supremes and all their various permutations. And they've had 12 number ones on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Which is more than any other American group in history. And in fact, the only folks that have had more number ones are the Beatles with 20, Mariah Carey with 18, Rihanna with 14, Work is her 14th number one, Michael Jackson with 13, and then they're tied with Madonna with 12.
Wow.
And when I said how we count all the different permutations of the Supremes, what I mean is the Supremes started off as on our charts as the Supremes.
The Supremes.
And then it became Dinah Ross and the Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Dinah left, it just became the Supremes again. However, the Supremes without Diana didn't have any number ones.
Yeah.
But they still had top 10 hits and chart success without Diana.
Okay.
But there you go. There's your sweet and simple chart stat of the week. The Supremes have the most number ones among all American groups in history on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with 12 chart-topping singles. That's it, folks. Girl group mania is over with.
Oh,
we should do one every week. Just every week, celebrate girl groups.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Do you have any parting words, Katie?
Oh, just thanks to Chili for being awesome and for TLC for making amazing music. That's my parting words.
we should battle and figure out which one of our favorite girl group songs will take us out on the show.
Oh, so how are we battling?
I don't know. I would say we can go out with The Promise by Girls Aloud, which is an amazing, amazing song.
I'm not mad at that, so I guess I lost this battle.
Okay, you lost. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.